She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, that's where you're at, Kevin McCullough Radio. And it's where we try to give you common sense in both the reactions to the big stories of the day and also in some practical advice for how you can do different things better in your life. And parenting is one of those things. We set the newspaper down one segment a week, and we say, forget about the headlines. Let's talk about something that's going to help you and myself and anyone listening become a better parent. Shelley Goldberg, the aforementioned parenting reporter for New York One, rejoins us. Shelley, you wanted to talk today about a very powerful little word, and I have seen this play out in my life. I've seen it play out in other people's lives, but tell us why this little word makes so much importance.
Okay, Kevin, the word is no, and I'm realizing that since COVID, I've been saying no a lot more than I ever have before.
Huh.
No, I'm not comfortable going there. No, I don't want to go into the restaurant and eat inside. I want to eat outside. No, I don't want to go to that party with 50 people, even though they're vaccinated. No, I'm uncomfortable. So I'm noticing there's a lot of no's in my life. And I thought, this is really important, because that's where real power lies for grownups and for kids. And it's really the best way to prepare our kids for the outside world, to give them the tools that they need to say no.
Okay.
Right? And I'm not talking today about inappropriate touching, you know, that's a whole other subject. Just a general day-to-day no. And it's a very liberating feeling when kids can do it, because it shows them that they have choice. It sets boundaries. And it teaches them to understand and respect when other people say no. So what is it? I mean, let me see if I can give you an example, Kevin. If mom and dad, I don't know if you've ever done this, if you post a family picture on social media, you really should be asking your kids, you know, is this okay if we share this? To give your kids the opportunity to say, perhaps, no, Dad, I'm really uncomfortable. I don't like the way I look in that photo, or I don't want my friends to see it, whatever. But something as simple as that, you might want to give your kids the opportunity to say no. All right, so what can parents do to help their kids to really hone in on this skill? Number one, make sure your kids can make some choices at home, places that they can safely say no. I'm not talking about letting them run the household. It can be something as simple as food for dinner. Maybe it's the dessert. Maybe it's an activity when you go on a vacation, or a movie choice. But make sure that there are some places where they have a choice and they can say with confidence, no, there's going to be less power struggle. You're also teaching your kids personal boundaries. And you're also showing them that all people are different. And this is about what you and the missus feel is appropriate behavior in your household.
Okay.
And it means that there's less of a chance your kids are going to say no, right? Number three, you want to basically, you want to start standing up for yourself and letting your kids see that. And the more your kids see that you are not a people pleaser, right, the more aware you become of when you have difficulty and the missus have difficulty saying no, the better your kids will be at being able to say no. So I'm going to give you some homework, Kevin. I want you to become a little more self-aware. I want you to try and say no to your wife, a boss, friends, strangers, somebody this week. Set a measurable goal for yourself and then ask yourself, how did that feel? Did you have a positive outcome? But you need to, as parents need to practice this skill, and that's the best way to teach it to your kids. Role play with your kids so they have practice doing this. They learn the language, the assertive language skills, because it's all in tone, facial expressions, and the language that you use.
Yeah.
You also want to be authentic. I'll leave you with that. Authenticity is key. You want to smile, be really nice and warm, walk away and roll your eyes. Because authenticity makes it easier for your kids to learn how to say no. But if they see that there's a disconnect between the way mom and dad act with their friends and then what they're saying, you know, in the house, it becomes harder and it's more confusing for your kids to learn how to stand up for themselves and to say no. Does this resonate with you in any way?
Well, I took note of the homework assignment, and Shelley, I'm going to say no. I'm not going to do it.
Okay. And the last thing, Kevin, is don't always step in to solve your kids' problems. I know that you don't. But
yeah.
They have to really learn to, if they yell across the room, you know, Dad, my sister's hitting me. You can yell back, what are some solutions to this problem? Or how do you think you can solve this?
I like that.
Try and throw it back to them. That will help them learn to stand up to themselves and say no in the real world.
That's good stuff. All right, the power of saying no on the Parenting Express today. Get the podcast at Apple, SoundCloud, Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. I think that's all of them. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. Shelley Goldberg, coming right back. Don't go away.